Yeah.
Well, arguably, but yeah. They have quite a good sport network, but yeah.
I like that story. We've had some good conversations tonight, haven't we?
All right, so now before we move on to the next topic, Kelly, you had a request at the beginning of the show.
I am not taking my top off.
French coat.
Okay. So. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. There it is. Oh, yay, Louisy. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. So what? I can't tell. Do I have it in front of the camera okay?
Hang on. Kelly, Jeff's showing his pants. Go on.
Hold on. I guess I need to move it back a little bit so you can see it better.
Is that a Rode podcast in your pocket?
Why, yes, it is.
Don't try and get one of those through airport security. What is that, Jeff?
I think that's me and Kelly being Muppet Man.
That's us in a trench coat trying to be tall.
Yep.
Just for scale, it would be good to have Ewan beside us there.
No, I wouldn't be in front of you.
I only have an iPad Pro.
So I did the last 2 days I've been filming interviews for a firm for their Christmas event. And there's a guy there called James who is probably 7 foot, maybe a bit more. So I put my green screen up against the wall. And actually, there's not a lot of room because actually he's tall. And the angle that I'm shooting at, he's going to be outside the green screen. So his bit to camera, I shot from his neck down as a laugh. And I'm either going to be revered as incredibly comedically sensitive to the organisational needs, or I'm never going to work for them again. But his entire piece of camera is from his neck downwards.
Conversely, the Gamer Show's green screen is on a cereal box.
What?
As in, I'm really small.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, okay, got you. Sorry.
You're normally the one that makes the dig at me being really small.
Sorry, mate.
Come on.
I've been trying to be sensitive because apparently Lee says that I'm insensitive. So.
Lee says that?
Yeah, Lee said that earlier.
I didn't say that, did I?
The fairy's comment. Yeah, he said I was insensitive.
No, he meant you're insensitive.
Well, I didn't say that.
who's got a story?
I'll give you a choice.
Okay, I'll have one of them.
Come on. First one in the chat room gets it. This is the way it works, guys. You know this.
Well, Lee stole my story, so I'm in the huff, and I'm not doing mine.
Why don't you have Zuckerberg?
So, okay, sorry. Paul has just got in.
You haven't posted it, so righty boy, you're in, mate. Easy for you to say.
So, lads, do you suffer from splashback?
I only realise that I suffer from splashback when I'm wearing a kilt.
No. This is me too, because I've recently joined the gym. And when I'm wearing shorts, it's unbelievable how much piss ends up on your knees. So when I'm
Jesus, you have a huge penis.
I'm gonna go get another cider. Really not a conversation for me.
Pissing on my knees. We have a show title.
I only get the splashback of my thighs. Dude, that's impressive.
And both had to pee really bad. We stopped on this bridge and decided to pee down into the stream. And
just don't cross the streams. Just be very careful of that.
Right. We didn't cross our streams, but we're peeing down in the stream. And Weedy's like, wow, this water's cold. And I'm like, yeah, and the bottom's rocky too.
A rocky bottom.
Anyway, as Wheaton says, you'll be it's unbelievable how much splashback you do get.
You do, it's crazy.
Going to the stand upright convenience. So a team of physicists at Utah State University, you've been looking into this to see if they can save us.
Looking at the urinal or looking at the problem?
Looking at both.
Okay, cool. I'm just waiting to make that clear.
Do you want to host, Wheatley?
What?
Do you want to host?
No, I'm good.
Go, okay. Shut up and find a story.
Oh, I found one. It's so apparently there's some researchers in somewhere, some university, Utah, that have found something about urinals or something.
Oh, geez. I told you it's gonna be.
Muller, keep the whiskey away from Wheaters.
Oh no! Give him more.
Shall I go on?
Please, sir.
Keep
please.
Going, yeah.
I want to hear more riveted. About the urinating psychologists or something.
Splash. Go on. Sorry. Go ahead, Righty.
Don't make that noise.
Our last names are different. It's our first names that are
talking in the headphones. Talk.
Anyway, Utah State University have a splash lab, apparently. Wow. And they've written a scientific paper on how not to get splashed when you go to the loo. So they've worked out this kind of insert that goes into the loo that mimics the structure of moss, which is quite good.
It mimics moss?
Mimics moss. Apparently peeing on moss is the way to go.
The plant or the guy from the IT crowd?
I was thinking a cape myself, but...
Actually, his hair would probably work.
It would, actually. That's a good point.
I have that hair. I know what I speak.
You have what hair?
Wait. Stop. So Kelly, people urinate in your hair.
No, I have similar hair to that of Moss from the IT crowd.
Okay. Sorry.
I pay 50 quid an hour for that.
To have hair like Moss.
Righty, go on. Sorry, mate.
Do go on, Righty. I'm riveted.
Now for the science part.
It's a bit of hose.
So they say,
or a hard on
this black hole insert, which is a bit weird. They say that the structure allows the droplets to sink deeply in and deforms around the droplets to reduce splashing.
And I don't want any deformity.
This is of distinct interest to the scientific community, furthering the understanding of interaction between splashes and surfaces and splashing. So it seems that they're
easy for you to say.
Who is going to peer review this?
Oh, mate.
Oh, jeez, right. I would do that.
Who's going to peer review this? Oh! Righty boy, you should have been on first, mate, because you've drunk too much to get this story out.
Oh, you ruined me already. Anyway, they say it should stop reducing embarrassment and you can wear car keys again. So what
you
I was wondering...
Car keys?
Car keys.
Where
car keys,
them where?
As in to drive your car.
Where do you wear keys in the UK that this is a bad one that influences that?
We've killed Miller. Hold on.
All the old farts in here are choking. Steady on.
So Deep Pan in the bathroom says, I'm not sure I want to go to a toilet that boasts a black hole insert. He's clearly not been to Amsterdam.
Oh, how about that?
That's
Scott. Move on.
No, this is all, I'm so flattered, right? I'm really chuffed because I thought the reason I got covered in my own piss and urinals because I had a small penis, and now it's not.
That just exemplifies the problem.
There are men with short penises across the world who are flattered that you found this story.
But I got thinking, like, if they solved this problem, what other toilet tech-based things could they give us, you know? Do you suffer from iPhone knee?
What's that? Oh, yeah! Is that when you fall over because you've been sitting in the toilet too long playing with your phone?
No, it's the two little round things you get here when you were sat on the phone like that for too long.
No, I fall.
Two little bruises on your knee.
No, I've fallen down in a toilet before because I'd sat in the toilet cubicle too long playing my phone, and when I stood up, all the feeling had gone from my legs, and I fell flat on my.
No,
face.
Now I started morning motion, right? I want there to be a company called Morning Motion Software, and the Morning Motion Software is a firm that makes games that you can play during the morning motion.
Yeah.
And the gauge of whether your morning motion game is any good is whether your legs are numb at the end of your playing before you get up. And I've got to say, there's the football physics, that's a morning motion game. And there's a couple of times my legs have been numb by the time I've finished playing and I've struggled to stand. I know exactly where Wheatley's coming from. And the other one is that frigging ROP.
I was going to say, how's Rob doing for you?
Shut up, Righty. You fudger. I'm telling you, Rop is the devil's Ceviche.
I know, it's a bitch.
I don't think I've played this game.
Have you looked up Ceviche yet?
I don't know what that word means. I'm not even going to try because I can't even spell it.
Look
to Google
Ceviche.
It. It's Ceviche, does that start with a 7?
It starts with an S, I think.
Right.
But
is there a 7 in it anywhere?
Just put Ceviche in it. Google autocorrect, mate.
How many E's?
Please.
It's only one E. It's only one E at the end.
C-L-E-E-C-H.
Ah, see? Righty owns one.
World Connect Project. Father Chief Doublehead. What? Born in 1799. Mother Creat Preber. Born in Tellico Plains, Tennessee. Oh, no, I think this is... Oh, no, no.
Do you know what? Muller's sitting here, right, and he doesn't come out with comments much. I have to admit, he's very good when we're in the studio. He behaves. But he types in the chat room, and he doesn't realise that he's A, dyslexic, and B, misses out every third word, because the stuff he types, it's like, that's not a sentence.
It's a Mad Lib. That's part of the fun.
You dog got a dead leg, lick you off.
You firkin winker.
I gotta say, right, we've got the NQN channel running, the Not Quite Live channel. If you haven't tried it, go to britishtechnetwork.com/live, and just, no matter what you're doing, doesn't matter whether you're driving, because you can listen on the audio, you don't have to watch, just click play and you will get all of the past shows that we've ever done randomly presented to you. And the one thing that we are really good at is having show titles that are incredibly inappropriate. And I am so proud that this show is going to be right up there with all of those.
Yeah, Muller can do it when he's having a wink.
On the toilet.
With dead dog leg. So I've Googled Salicci.
Muller's, Gabby's in the chat room. Muller's like Rene from a lower low.
I referring to your last comment to me earlier.
Then it got weird.
Who's not done the story yet? Is that just Wheaters?
Yeah, so a Salicci.
What's a Salicci then, Wheaters?
Apparently it's the seal folk of Scotland and Ireland, variously called Selchies, Selkies, Silkies.
No, it's not.
Well, that's what he came up with, and Google knows.
I'm looking for it. What's your story?
Okay, I'm going to do the Marissa Mayer thing.
Oh man, this is going to go vertical.
just leave now.
She's making my next week. So, no, I have an opinion on this.
Let's not just turn this into a female bashing thing, because of course we've
No. So, the whole kind of thing. So I always felt quite sorry for this, and I think most people saw it coming, that kind of followed the stock market and all that kind of stuff. When Alibaba floated in the stock market and it as its own entity and kind of got spun off and things like that, it was sort of inevitable that this would happen, and I think it's totally unfair, because you've got this sort of Yahoo entity that has Alibaba, or has shares in Alibaba, I should say. And it's quite difficult to sort of take Alibaba and split that off pre its own IPO. So it's... Oh, sorry, was that my theme music there?
No, I've just Googled Salicci and an auto start movie, sorry.
Okay. That's fine. Because I believe I requested a different theme music, but that's fine. So I think it's quite difficult. I'm not going to say unfair, because there's absolutely no way to actually prove either direction. But this whole thing about, oh yeah, Marissa Mayer's fantastic, oh no, actually no, everything's gone a little bit weird, it's quite unfair, because actually if there was some way to go back in time and kind of split off Alibaba way, way, way back, you might actually find that Marissa Mayer's done an absolutely stonking job. And I know there's a lot of other things in play, and there's a lot of other balls in the air and all that kind of stuff, but I really feel sorry for this. It's just been a bit of a crap storm that was coming, and you can...
There's a rugby phrase called a hospital ball.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
it's where the centre chucks to the outside centre, knowing that if he doesn't, he's going to get absolutely smashed to pieces. Yeah.
And it's a high ball.
And if he chucks the ball, the outside centre is going to get mullered instead.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to say, I'm awfully sorry, but Marissa Mayer got a hospital ball.
Oh, yeah. And I
think you're right.
If you could have done something, and you could have done something by taking away the whole Alibaba thing from Yahoo prior to her, I mean, there's no way to know whether she would have actually the share price and everything like that and all that good stuff, but I don't think it's a fair data point. If you were just look at the share price, I know there's a lot of other things in play here, I get that, but a lot of the articles and things like that I've read about this is very much sort of focusing on the whole share price thing, and I just think that's quite unfair.
It's absolutely unfair.
Yep.
Because it's not even if you do focus only on the share price isn't giving you an accurate picture of the company
business,
itself.
Exactly,
it's giving you an accurate picture of what other people think of the company. May or may not have any actual knowledge about the company itself.
No, share price is the future. Share price is suggesting what will happen, not what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a reflection of a corporation's current status.
Ever.
Yeah, it's about expectations. So what the share price says is that people have low expectations about the future of Yahoo.
The near future. Generally, share price is based on the near future. If you want to look at kind of the distant future, then you probably have to go beyond the share price and look at like the management and if the company has the ability to diversify and all that kind of stuff. But for the near future, I just think it's quite unfair. I think it was a really awesome thing. And I don't want to bring this in as a sexist thing, because I really don't, but I think it was a really awesome thing to have a female in a Silicon Valley senior role, that senior, purely just because there isn't enough of them. And I think it was an awesome thing. And
she's not incapable.
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. And you know what, she's going to go on to do some, she's going to go on to do other awesome things. I mean, reality is, unfortunately...
I don't think she is.
No, she's going to go on and she's going to be on boards. She's going to be on a lot of boards. I think, and in an awful way, and again, I don't want to turn this into a sexist thing, and please don't shout me down, but unfortunately, I think she's going to go onto a lot of boards purely to get a female on a lot of boards. A female that knows what she's doing. She's going to add masses of value. And the fact that she has boobs or not is irrelevant in that scenario. She's going to add value, but the fact of the matter is she's going to be there because she's a woman, which is a shame.
Yeah, when she joined a few years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, wasn't it? I remember reading a news headline that said, this is like a star athlete that has just joined a really, really bad team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just played out, isn't it? It doesn't matter whether she's male, female, whatever.
Well, but I think it will. I agree it doesn't, yeah.
We ran in that whole period. I remember James... James did a jingle for it. James Hart did a jingle for it. This Week in Marissa Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and we used to run it every week. This Week,
I forgot about that.
In Marissa Meyer. And it was kind of the cool stuff that she did. And there was a thing about there was no homeworkers anymore, and she got pilloried for that. And we discussed whether that was a positive or a negative. And there was a whole load of other stuff that went on. And I'm a bit worried, actually, that she's picked the wrong horse in this race, because she's clearly an incredibly talented woman, because she wouldn't have got the job otherwise, but I think unfortunately she may be saddled with the failure at Yahoo, and I think that would maybe unfairly hinder her future prospects. I don't think that necessarily she's going to get... I think companies would be stupid not to take her on, but I think companies will look at Yahoo and there will be a negative that goes with it, and I think that's wrong, but I think it will be there.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
this looks like a Kobayashi Maru for her.
Yeah.
In what way, though, Jeff? I mean, so you take Yahoo and you've got massive revenue from advertising that Google has now taken. What did Yahoo have that she had to save? What was the equity that was present that she could ring fence?
Exactly. And so she was put in place in a company that had given away the keys to its kingdom, so to speak, and she was expected to work miracles, and there's no way to work miracles with the scenario she was given, and I think that in the end it proved to be a setup, either intentionally or not, I don't know, where she becomes the fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it really sucks because she's really good.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Well, let me play devil's advocate. And I just, before anyone writes to me giving me shit over emails about this, let me just say I am playing devil's advocate here. But objectively, what has Marissa Meyer done that makes you want to employ her? What has she done that sets her above any of the other people that apply for that job? And if you've got 4 years of Yahoo underperforming and eventually being sold, potentially, that's not a good thing on your CV. It really isn't. And everyone goes, oh, yeah, Marissa's great. But, you know, if I was being brutal and saying, now, hang on a second, let's look at the stats here. What's Marissa done?
Okay.
Actually, I'm sorry, Marissa hasn't done anything that... I would... Don't get me wrong. I wanted to sell my studio, and Marissa said, listen, you, I'll help you steal the studio. I would have her here in a heartbeat. But I just think if you wanted to be brutally objective...
Here's why I disagree with you, and I'm not. It has nothing to do with her being a her. Here's what I think it comes down to. Yahoo is still its own company. Yahoo is still functional. Yahoo still employs people. And I think those are important things that she was able to do that a lot of people would not have been able to do. By now, it would have been chunked up and sold out to other entities. You know, Google would have picked up some part of it or whatever. And, you know, I'm sure that there's other, like, I can't believe that we haven't heard rumors for years that Adobe has its eye on Flickr. I mean, honestly. There's a whole lot of things that I think she has done to at least keep the company from failure that are not necessarily appreciated because it didn't turn into an automatic success. And not there is a gap between success and not failing, but then there's also failing. And at this point, I do not believe Yahoo to be a failure.
No. They've taken risks as well. I think Mayer has taken a number of punts. And some of them, most of them, they haven't quite worked out. But so look at this, she managed to actually get the deal where she was, Yahoo were actually the first company to stream an NFL game live over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, nobody else has managed to do that for a variety of reasons.
Not Google.
Google hasn't
managed
to do that.
Owners of YouTube, they couldn't pull it off.
Yep. And Mayer managed to actually do that. Or Mayer, sorry. You know, there's risks there. There's clear, what's the word I'm looking for? There's clear willing to kind of put our neck out a little bit because that could have went horrendously wrong, but you know it was successful. People all over the world were able to watch the Bills and the Jags, but you know nevertheless it was an NFL game that was live for the first time over the internet. Which was
what I'm about to say is incredibly unfair, and I apologise before I say this entirely, but you are talking about being at the 3rd of December. Hitting a critical point with Yahoo, Marissa Mayer is the CEO, and she is pregnant with twin girls. And the stock market, wrong as it may be, is going to be looking going, okay, we love Marissa, that's great. We back Marissa at the start because the share price went up. But actually, she's got twin girls. And I think that is the biggest thing that a female ever has to deal with. Forget about the glass ceiling. I don't think there is a glass ceiling in that respect. You can get to those positions, but the problem that you've always going to have is that the girlies provide the babies and the men don't. And that is the big negative that women have. And I think that is the thing that, you know, I don't care what politics say, I don't care what Twitter says, I don't care what the right morality is, when it comes down to it, I said this to Wheaters earlier, Nancy Reagan had a mastectomy and the Dow Jones dropped 300 points because they perceived that Reagan may not have his mind entirely on the job of being president for that week. And you cannot stop that. The market is fickle. And the market looks at a woman who is pregnant with twin girls and says, there's no way this woman's focusing on this business. And they drop the share price as a result. And then she's pushing out comments, which she has this week, that says the Yahoo core business is actually a good acquisition and investment. Because she can't not. And that is grossly unfair. I cannot countenance that at all. But I'm awfully sorry. That is also the way of the world.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is unfortunate because let's say that it was some man running Yahoo whose wife was pregnant with twins.
If there was a man running an organization who was pregnant with twin girls, the last thing he's got to worry about is the health of his organization.
Okay, in the last month, 10 months, how many times have we heard, oh, clearly no one's at the helm at Facebook because Mrs. Zuckerberg is having a baby? How often have we heard that?
Well,
that's right. Zero.
Well, no, hang on, because I think you also agree that Mark Zuckerberg is not at the helm of Facebook.
No, I think he is. No.
I don't think he is at all. Really? I don't think the market thinks he is at all. Mark Zuckerberg is not making the decisions. Mark Zuckerberg is Commodus.
With Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg is Commodus.
No, Zuckerberg. That's bad.
Zuckerberg. Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg is Commodus with people whispering in his ear. He has no more clue what's going on than chugging beer when he was at college.
That doesn't mean he's not the guy who runs things and makes decisions. To be fair,
he's
not. It's a big place.
If you believe that, you are naive in the extreme, Kelly. Mark Zuckerberg is the person who fronts the face of the organization that is run by the Bernards. And all you've got to do is Google West, Yes Minister, the Bernards that are at Facebook behind him. And I have no doubt in my mind, Mark Zuckerberg is not the guiding light at Facebook at all. Never will be.
So, but let me ask you this honest question, and I'm asking, honestly, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. Do you think Marissa Mayer is...
Mayer. I've heard of both ways.
Is in the same position at Yahoo?
No, I think Marissa Mayer is significantly better than Mark Zuckerberg.
But no, based on what? About better, I'm talking about involved.
I still want to see based on what? Based on what?
My perception. I have nothing but to go on but my perception. I would see a woman in Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
A woman in Mark Zuckerberg. No, I would see a woman in Marissa Mayer who is track proven in organizational skills and man management.
But what's that based on?
Let me finish my sentence.
Sorry.
You may be behind a screen because I can't see because you're not tall enough.
Kelly, me and you will just go away and start a short podcast.
Only if you stand up together. But there is a track record with Marissa Mayer. There is not a track record with Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg has created something that someone else has helped turn into a multi-billion organization. It is not him alone. He has got people around him who have made him what he is. And if you look at the actuality of the steering of Facebook, he may be the guy that holds the most shares until he gave them away this week, but he is not, and I think that's why he gave him away this week, he is not the CEO in the true sense of that.
But
not in any way near the same as Marissa Mayer.
Are you being, the whole story started off with us potentially talking about a sexist story about Marissa Mayer. Right? Mayer. Are we now doing an ageist story about Zuckerberg? Is that the issue? Because you're talking about track record. Yeah, ageist. That's a thing.
No, it's not ageist.
No, because you're talking about track record.
I don't remember ever talking about how old he is.
No. So you talked about track record. You talked about, I don't think you said the word experience, but that was inferred by what you said.
Has Marissa Mayer kicked shit at Google to scrabble above everyone else and get recognised for who and what she is?
So it's what she's done as opposed to what she's
delivered.
Answer
the question.
Has
Marissa Mayer scrabbled above and kicked the crap and dealt with all the shit of being a woman to get to where she is?
Yes.
Has Zuckerberg?
No, but that's because it wasn't put in front of him, though.
Oh, come off it. Zuckerberg is a guy who invented something, and he is. I think he's an empty shell that's at the front. He is a figurehead. He is.
Okay.
He is the monarch of Facebook in the worst regard.
Okay, but let's put it to paper. Okay, on paper, if you look at Mark Zuckerberg's business card, it says CEO Facebook. If you look at Marissa Mayer's business card, it says CEO Yahoo. And how many people have run around waving their hands and talking about how Facebook share prices are going to drop because Mark Zuckerberg's family is having a baby? He's not the person, he was directly involved, but he's not the person responsible for duplication. So why is it okay that he has a kid and that the business goes on and that everything's fine, and yet when someone at Yahoo does it, who is the actual person who is creating another person, it's, no. I think it's crap. And I don't remember ever seeing any think pieces about what's going to happen to Mark Zuckerberg and what about his career and what's he ever going to do if, you know, and on and on and on and on and on. It's all just been, isn't it great that Zuck has a baby? Honestly, it drives me up a wall. As a person capable of duplication, this is the kind of thing that really sets me off.
I cannot stand the feminists who drive feminine superiority because men are bastards. That doesn't work for me. I will not countenance it at all. But equally, I am not going to see Mark Zuckerberg held up to be Jesus because he runs an organisation that actually I don't think he runs.
I don't think anybody's holding him up to be Jesus. I'm just saying that
when
we
gave away the shares, mate, I'm sorry. I look on Twitter and people are going, holy crap, Mark Zuckerberg's given away 99% of his shares. Shares are valueless unless you sell them. People were saying, he is Bill Gates. My answer is no, he's not, because Bill Gates give away hard cash.
Totally agree.
Not share stocks. He gives away hard cash, money in his own friggin' pocket.
This isn't about giving away his shares. This is about setting up a tax shelter for his money.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't about. Oh, yeah. This is not about his baby. This is about his dollars.
Yes. Okay, so it looks like I'm hosting now because Ewan went for his third pee of the afternoon.
No, it's me. I've gone for a pee!
Flashback! Oh, sorry.
He's not wearing a kilt, so he'll never know about it. It's fine.
Stop. So I just want to point out, Mac. I haven't peed yet, and I'm going to pee now.
He's peeing right now as we speak.
I'm going to go and pee.
I can see it in his eyes. He's
peeing.
I've
got no mic with me, so don't worry.
He has a catheter.
But when I come back, we'll sample the splashes.
Have you got a dark light? Have you got like a
so
we're like
gonna
a
look
blue
at
light
thing? We're gonna look at the
light?
Splatter patterns, right?
We'll look at the splats.
Yeah. I guarantee be peed.
Can
over.
I just give my pick while you're gone and get
no,
it?
No, it's weird show. Go on.
Okay, so this week I think we should talk about the benefits of radiators over central heating. So. Righty, can you start? What do you prefer, radiators or central heating?
Radiators are my bitch.
So you're a radiator man?
A radiator man. I actually bought actual extra radiators, plug-in oil-filled radiators, because they're my bitch.
Wow. Like oil-filled ones that you plug into your wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I was in a hotel last night that had radiators.
I thought Pollum sleeps with his animals, I think.
So did you catch that? Did you catch that?
Sleeps it is. I didn't catch the rest.
So basically, it was implying that people in Norwich sleep with the animals as opposed to using central heating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which you know, so, I don't know. Maybe you know. Maybe Righty's sheep is called radiator.
It's true.
So you're gonna have to explain to.
I used to date a girl from Norwich. She was gutted. I didn't own a pig.
Wow.
I know. How else was why else would you buy her off of her dad?
I used sheep. Have we done five stories? Is that it?
I think that was my story. So tick. Okay. And that's all that matters really.
Who did the Marissa Mariah thing?
Me.
That was you. That's Please. Five. That's five then. So
that was actually a very interesting story given my half cupness.
Wheaters has had two ciders and two whiskeys.
Would you stop selling it as two ciders?
He's a cheap date. If you want to shag Wheaters, it's 07515. No, I'm joking. Please don't tell me
I'm
Ewan
still
is doing
drinking.
That from the loo.
Look at this. Look how much whiskey we've drank tonight. Ewan's trying to make out as if we're all a cheap date. This is how much whiskey we've drank tonight, plus all the cider and the beer that's been drank as well. There's a lot of stuff being drunk tonight. It's almost as much as Righty drinks during one big show.
Hey!
Oh!
Kiss what?
Now man, this podcast and all the others is brought to you by UK2.
Shh, it's the adverts.
It's the adverts, yeah. Behave. We love UK2. They're awesome. I bought a domain this week through UK2. I went to britishtelenetwork.com/UK2, bought it. And I got 20% off. So if you're doing the Black Friday thing, then we can't beat that. But go to britishtechnetwork.com/sponsors, and there's codes in there that you can get for domains, co-location services, dedicated servers, VPS, VPN, There's tons of stuff you can do with UKT.
But even if you're going to do the Black Friday things, still use our click-through, because that then gives us the kudos, even though you're going to use their deals.
Absolutely. So go to britishtechnetwork.com/UK2, and you get straight through to the UK2 site, and you can buy it. But if you do /sponsors, you can get the offer code. I still think at this moment we're probably not dealing best as far as the code's concerned. So you will get better deals from the Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals.
The Black Arts. You definitely will get better deals than Black Arts. Yeah.
And Friday Monday deals. Monday. There we go. But check out UK2. They've supported us for 7 years now. We've got a server off them. This is going to shock some of you, maybe. We store 4 terabytes... of video and audio on that server.
Oh, that's good.
Witus is talking about the whiskey that's in his glass, not the amount of storage that we've... Holy shh.
Shenanigans.
Sorry,
terabytes of shenanigans.
I mute the other guests when I'm doing my ads because it makes it easier that way.
The other thing is we've got the 100TB server, which does the live stream. So if you're watching live now, you're watching through 100TB.com. They're great. $135 per month for a dedicated server with massive spec. It's really awesome. We've also, though, in the last month, been running the not quite live channel, NQL. And the NQN channel has run 4 terabytes last month.
And so, massive thanks to Andy Vaughan for that. It was massive amounts of work for him.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, actually, yeah, I've got two cool things tonight. And the one cool thing I had is we got 3 backroom boys. We got rear end boys. We've got Paul Shadwell, we've got Wheaters, and we've got Andy Vaughan. And I've got to say, the transformation that they've made in the last month on the rear end of BTN.
I would like to say that I'm the best backroom boy. I would like to call myself the shiny backroom boy. I have a shiny backroom.
Because he's Polish.
You're at the front.
I mean, polished.
I am at the front. I am the front of the train.
No, so the thing is we've got BTN/chat, which is just BritishTechNetwork/chat is all the stuff that goes on in the chat room. You can see it on the website. We've got Wheaters has been working on stats so we can see how many people have downloaded it, where they've downloaded it from and so on, which is just incredible. Also got reviews, which has come from Wheaters through a little program that Anders crashed and then we reinstated. And if you look at the NQN channel and the HTML5 stuff, that's all been done by Anders. And really my first pick has to be them. And UK2 and 100TB.com facilitated that, and we used over a terabyte of data just doing NQL. Now, the one thing that we have got is a fantastic ability to create inappropriate show titles. That's the thing that struck me. But if you go to britishtechnetwork.com/live and click on play on that page, at any time during the day or night, you will get a show. You'll get a BTN show from the past at random. There are loads of shows out there, and it is purely random. You have no clue which one you're going to get, but there's some real doozies out there. Absolutely.
Like Kelly Gamont's nude selfie.
Kelly Gamont nude selfie featured last week. Heavily.
How can we procure Kelly Twitter Gamont's nude melting? Selfie?
Oh, God.
Which the thing about that was ironic about that was that actually that Google search produces a picture of Brian Chaffin, which is not good.
Oh, that's amazing.
We need to get that sorted. But the NQN channel is brilliant. If you follow @BritishTech on Twitter, then thank you very much. That's you'll incredible. Get all the notifications of all the shows and all of the stuff that we've posted, including Carl Swagger doing the new show. But if you want to know what's coming up on the NQL channel, it'll be there. If you don't want that, then it's always prefaced with BTN, #BTNNQL. Just mute that hashtag and you'll have absolutely no problems receiving the notifications. Thanks to the backroom boys that have done that, because that is absolutely brilliant. I mean, you guys sit and look at the front end and you sit and think, well, okay, BTN pumps out the same old shit each week. But actually, there's a massive change going on on the server.
You've got to check the backroom for the best pumping.
Thank you.
Oh, my Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
It's time for the cool thing.
Oh, God.
Starting off, the man that's still got a business that's hanging by a thread, Lee Garrett.
Lee's business.
Just pop that in the...
Don't pop it anywhere, mate, because there's popping will get you sacked.
This week, which says that Ripper Street is coming back on January the 15th.
What?
So if you've got...
No, stop. Hands up if you're a fan of Ripper Street.
I have no idea what this is.
Amazing. It is pure quality English.
You are kidding me.
I have never heard of Ripper Street.
The only thing I'm more excited about is Luther.
Ripper Street is just phenomenal. Absolutely brilliant program. So up until January 15th, if you've got you got a couple of, about 4 weeks now to be able to just binge watch the first three episodes.
Right, okay. Let's just be clear here. If you haven't watched Ripper Street, you are the stupidest person that ever lived.
You are bad and you should feel bad.
Oh,
it is phenomenal.
Can
somebody point me at bad?
Oh, Amazon, it's on Amazon Prime. All of them are on Amazon Prime, waiters, for Christ's sake. And Amazon Prime funded...
Oh, wait a minute. It's a British-made thing. I'm not interested.
No! You moron!
No, I'm not interested in that. No, that
Ripper Street is the best show...
So good.
...there's ever been out of the BBC. Muller's sitting here with the thumbs
up. I have not found a single TV show that the BBC makes that's anywhere close to decent.
Right, so episode... series
as
one...
As good as what?
I've never seen what.
So, right, anyway. So, series 1 and 2 were funded by the BBC and they were published. Series 3 was not funded by the BBC. They kicked it. One of the writers follows me on Twitter and I said, this is stupid. They've got to stop this. Amazon picked up the funding for Ripper Street Season 3 and it was brilliant. It's got, what's his name? Jerome Flynn. Who was in the one with the other bloke that's Geordie, but he's brilliant in that as the copper. It's got Matthew McFadden, who's just unbelievable. The girl that plays Rose is brilliant. I mean, there is so many great actors in this series. It is awesome. You have to watch Ripper Street. It is beautiful. From start to finish, series 1 to 3, they're all on Netflix or Amazon Prime. And if season 4 is coming, I am sold. Absolutely
totally vindicated
sold.
With that one. January 15th, season 4.
I cannot think... basically, my life exists season to season on what is coming up. So I'm sitting there going... Oh, Jesus, how long is it to House of Cards? Oh, Jesus, how long is it to Orange is the New Black? Oh, come on, how long can it be to Ripper Street? And that's my entire life is progressing through. It can't be that long till it comes out.
So I guess picking Luther for me is right out this way.
I've got to say, Lee Garrett, you have picked some shit in the past, but that... mate, anything you've ever picked in the past that I disagreed with, you have been vindicated right there.
Thank you.
I love you, dude. I love you, muchly.
Right.
Why is your daughter unfollowed me on Twitter?
Oh, she's unfollowed everyone.
Oh, okay.
I don't worry about it. 17-year-old.
Answer required. Thank you, mate. Jeffrey Gamet, you have a cool thing. You better tell us what it is or there'll be punishments.
Punishments, you say? Well, hell. All right. Well,
and a charge to go with those punishments.
They will involve crutchless diving suit and a rampant wildebeest. Easy for me to say.
Oh, all right, well, I call that
a bloody what?
That's my guy.
Who's
anyhow? A rampant wildebeest.
Rabid?
Rampant. Rabid woman!
Jeffrey, for Christ's sake, get on with it, man.
Okay, so my cool thing is it's actually Lego related this week. And so there's this guy, his name's Chris McVeigh, and he does a lot of really cool Lego designs. He doesn't work for Lego. And originally I was going to pick one of his designs and say, hey, check this out. Because, you know, he does this, one that I think is really cool. It's the original Macintosh, all done in Lego.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really cool. But if you go to his site, I mean, you can find that. You can find the instructions. So if you have all the pieces in your Lego bin, you can build it yourself for free, or you can buy it. But for all these kits that he designs, he gives away the instructions for free. So if you want to make holiday ornaments, that's what he's pushing right now. Mm-hmm. He's been putting up instructions for Lego holiday ornaments. But then he has all these other awesome kits that you can get instructions for, or just buy from him if you don't want to go on the hunt for all the pieces. So anyhow, Chris McVeigh, totally awesome Lego designs and free instructions too.
So what can you get?
Well, okay, so if you go in and look at the different kits that he has, he has some pretty cool stuff like retro computers and retro video games.
Examples? And, what have we got?
So okay, so like the original Mac, the PC Junior, you can get an SLR camera mock-up.
Oh wow.
Just popped a link in chat room, which is the original 2600 console.
Let's see, here's okay, another one. You can get the old Atari done as Lego. And let's see, I'll hop over.
It looks awful.
Okay, a bunch of video game designs. And he has this really cool Christmas designs. Anyhow, so he has a lot of really cool Lego designs that you can get instructions for or just buy the kits.
Excellent, mate. Superb. There's a lot of cool stuff out there with the old Mac stuff. That's really awesome. Mm. I like that. Well done, mate. Good pick. Kelly, what's your cool thing that you haven't already done, of course?
Oh, geez. I'm going to go with this. This is from a fella named Anthony Herrera. And what he does every year is, you know, you take paper and you fold it up into little wedges and you cut the sides and you undo it and it's a snowflake.
Origami.
He does Star Wars ones.
Oh, go on.
Like, I was not going to be a person who knew about this. And you can download all of them. He started doing them quite a while ago. And the new ones for this year are, of course, super cute because they're like BB-8 and there's a First Order Stormtrooper and the Kylo Ren one looks really cool. And there's a Kylo Ren one with a lightsaber, and they look awesome. And then he's done other ones too that are all like really cool and a lot of fun. I like the Princess Leia ones. I think those are kind of neat. And there's just so many that are neat. And the thing is, they're just free. You just download the patterns and you can cut them out. And it's not a big deal. You just cut them out and then you unfold them and there they are. He's also done Guardians of the Galaxy snowflakes, and he also did Frozen snowflakes, and they are awesome.
If you bother to notice the background behind Weta's there, did you clock it?
It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's pop models of Guardians of the
You've
Galaxy.
You've got Star-Lord, there's Groot. Hang on, I'll see if I can do this.
I love Groot.
There we go.
They were my present from my kids for Christmas.
That's awesome. There's six Groots. And I see you got all of them.
Well, I haven't got Star-Lord with the goggles on. I've got Star-Lord without the goggles, unfortunately.
I love
Chris
Pratt.
Yeah, but you got
awesome.
Gamora, and not everything that says that it's Guardians of the Galaxy includes all the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well,
Gamora.
If Weta's moves left 20 degrees.
Your left or my left?
Your left.
My left?
Yeah. That's your right, you freaking idiot. There's Raccoon as well.
So that's awesome.
I got them all.
That's awesome.
I want to say, I think about all the feminists are out there going, oh, it's all about the subjugation of the women. I bought Marvel Unlimited this week, and I put it on my kid's iPad, so Ellis got it, and Bryony got it. Where did Bryony go? Straight away.
I have no idea.
Black Widow.
Nice! That's because Black Widow is awesome. Anyway.
She kicks ass.
She does. All of it.
Yes, indeed.
So does my daughter.
Okay. I'm sure she does.
Good pick, mate. Star Wars Snowflakes. .com. No, I guess not, but okay.
Oh, no, don't go to that. Jeez, no.
Is Star Wars
sure
Snowflakes.com?
Oh, you'll just get smacked down.
Yeah. Incognito mode before you go to Star Wars
Is
Snowflakes.
That a Muller link? Kelly's put that in the chat room, so go to britishgentnetwork.com/chat and you can look at that. Righty boy, do you have a cool thing?
Yeah, I got a couple of quick app picks. First one is Asphalt 8 Airborne for the Apple TV.
Didn't you do that the other week?
Yes. No, not Asphalt 8. No, not there.
He did Asphalt 7.
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just thought. Maybe it was Adam that did it, but fair enough.
No, but that is a brilliant game, apart from the fact that they won't let me bloody buy it, and all they want to do is give me in-app purchases to move to the next level, which is pain in the ass.
No, and what are the price? What are the costs of the next level?
79 pence to move up to every single level. If not, you've got to sit there and wait. So you have to sit there and do each level again and again. But on the Apple TV, I only got my Apple TV on Monday.
Has anyone ever called you a tight ass?
Yes, screw it. Well, talk about tight ass. My second pick, and I never downloaded it before because I was too tight to pay it, but Monument Valley is free this week.
Oh, Monument Valley's awesome.
Monument Valley is amazing.
And everyone in my family is playing it right now, and I'm kind of gutted that I didn't buy it earlier, but, you know, now I've got it free, it's even better. But that's one of the most beautiful games I've ever played.
It is. Too short, though. Too short.
Too short, yes.
But they do occasionally come out with more levels.
They've done it once.
Although...
But it's free.
Although Reddy will never know that because he'll never buy them.
No, screw that.
Campion says in the chat room, Monument Valley is ace, and if you like that, you should then get Lumino City.
What is it?
Yeah.
Lumino City is so cool.
There you go.
Well, here we go then.
It's not about the price, it's about the gameplay. Most definitely.
I just want something fun, and I'm happy to pay for a good game if it's a fun game to play. I mean,
Kelly is happy to pay for a good time.
That's not what she's saying, Jesus. If you're gonna convolute things, like, at least stay on the truth.
Mr. Inappropriate.
No, I'll give Kelly grief where it's due, but that's not it.
Oh, but it's fun.
I dread to think what you got. What have you got, mate?
Is it my turn?
Put the link in the chat room.
Hold on, I'll have to find the link. Can you go to somebody else first?
Based on the fact you're the last one, no.
No, you're the last one.
Oh,
no,
wait, I'm
the
last one. Let me give all of you guys something that's good for Christmas. Hold on. Okay, this is...
Well, here we go.
That you can make fun of.
Okay, we did. Carry on.
Okay, so I think this is something that all of you guys should pay attention to, because this is a gift that is more or less for women, and it is this handbag. As I drag the strap across the...
Wait, what?
I bought my wife a vacuum cleaner for Christmas the other year, and I didn't get
it. Here's the thing about it. So
that sucks.
I bought my wife a soup maker this year.
A word.
Is she listening?
Okay.
Hopefully not.
Pay attention just for a minute. So it's got a nice external pocket on both sides. This one on the back is a bit thicker, and it has a little bit of internal pocket. But here's why it's cool.
Hear that?
So, suck it, ready. So here's why it's cool.
You can blame for that, right?
There's a nice divider that's padded on both sides. You can drop a phone into either one. It's super padded. And in the back, it's got a spot to hold an iPad. But it looks like a handbag. It's not knock me down and steal me because I'm carrying around a bunch of technology that you want. It looks like a purse. And the reason that it's great is because if you take it out in the weather, it totally stands up. You don't have to worry about whatever you keep inside it getting ruined by the weather, whatever the weather may be. And it's super solid. It's from Mochi. It's called the Urbana Mini. And they also make a slightly larger version called the Urbana, which is a laptop-sized, similar-looking device. And they're super awesome. I really like it. It's super well-built. It's $99. And if you really wanted to, the 12-inch MacBook would fit in here.
Let me go first.
Kelly, I think we're the last two people left on the show sober.
Yeah, and I've been drinking the whole time, so I don't know what's wrong with all these guys.
Kelly, a $99 handbag on the big show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you thinking of what?
I'm thinking that there is a possibility that somebody who listens to the show might have a lady they need to buy something for.
The fairies at the bottom of my
garden. It could happen.
I don't think anyone that listens to this show has any ladies waiting for them.
No. So.
I was being optimistic.
Well, I got to say, actually, the demographic of the listeners to this show is at home with their mom, stains in the pants they can't get out that are caused by Cheetos.
And that's why you always have me on here. Not the
and then there's the other four on the panel.
And that's why we love you.
No, in all seriousness, Kelly, put the, have you
did
got the link
Kelly
in the
buy you enough you time there, waiters?
Yeah, yeah, she did. But anyway, no, no, no. Kelly, have you got a link because they didn't put it in the chat room?
Oh, sorry.
Batwin says, for a bag, that's cheap. So there you go.
Depending on the bag, it's entirely possible.
£60, that is. So,
entirely.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So here's the bag. And it, like I said, it does come in a slightly larger version that will hold a larger laptop. So if it does seem like something that's nice to have, you know, a structured bag, hold some files, hold your computer, that's a really nice way to do it that is not a super obvious backpack. That's also not like, look at me and my big bag that holds a computer. And that's the thing that I really like about it is that if you, even a 6 Plus will fit in one of those side pockets in the middle.
So how waterproof is it?
It works really well.
How waterproof is it?
I wouldn't call it proof, every time I've taken it out in the rain, I've been able to brush the rain off when I got inside.
So like one thing it is, if you had your 6 Plus or even an iPad mini or something like that in that side pocket there, it's quite close to the edge. So if you were in quite a hard rainstorm or something, would that
not as close as you are, waiters?
Sorry?
Not as close as you are.
It wouldn't. I don't think it would bother it. I took mine out. We had a couple of bad storms and I had to go out and run errands during the time that that was going on, and it was raining pretty hard and the wind was blowing pretty hard, and nothing inside had any sort of damage from anything or even any indication that they had gotten wet from the bad weather.
Cool.
Excellent. So,
and it looks really nice. Like, that's the thing, is that it also looks nice aside from being super useful.
It's a fancy really like sack.
Weirs. It's your turn, mate.
Tell us about your fancy sack, waiters.
Oh, I really hope that's the show title.
That is quite well possibly played. The most excellent comeback of the year.
Owned him.
Waiters has been pwned right there.
And I'm fine. And
Waiters, show us your sack, mate. See if Santa's would fancy a rummage in that.
Come on, backroom boy. Let's hear about your sack.
Go on, short stuff.
So, my sack currently is having some Wi-Fi issues due to the amount of LEDs in it. So we're gonna move on. And I actually, because I'm kind of serious. So I have been a subscriber to Lynda for a little while, and I think their training videos are awesome. And I've been a big fan of their iPhone app and their iPad app, and they've got apps on loads of other platforms like Amazon Fire and all that kind of crap. You can download the videos, so if you've got a poor connection or something like that, it's actually quite cool. So when I'm on the train, because I spend a lot of time on trains and I spend a lot of time going through a world, parts of the UK that don't have very much signal, so being able to watch Lynda videos and things like that on tablets and phones and being able to download them is an absolutely fantastic addition. The only downside is you need to find some sort of way of propping up your phone beside your laptop if you're doing a development course or frankly any kind of course. It expects you to have a sort of a laptop beside you and a device that can show the video to the right hand side, unless you've got a web connection, which is fine, because actually Kelly, you put me in, you told me about this fancy clip thing that I carry around with me, which I can't actually remember now, so it's sort of a sub
pick. Mountie.
Yeah, so I use that. And that is awesome. The only downside is it looks a little poncy, and I once got, there's a lady on a train once got quite annoyed at me because I used to have the LED flashing on my phone whenever a phone rang or anything like that. So when I was taking phone calls and stuff, she actually claimed she was feeling a little bit like an epileptic fit was coming on because she was sitting directly opposite me in a train, and because of where it was mounted, she was just being a dick, frankly, but because of where it was mounted on my laptop, she kept complaining at me every time a text message came through her phone call. Anyway. And also, it just looks a little bit of a dick. And also, when you have it on the side of your machine and you're sitting in an aisle seat, when folk walk past, they quite often knock it off and it's just a pain in the ass. So anyway.
A person came up to me in a company where I was shooting stuff with a flash, and they said, we've got a person on this floor who suffers with photosensitive epilepsy, so you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. And I said, does that person think that I'm shooting at more than 3 frames per second up to 50 frames per second? And they went, what? And I said, I'm sorry, but you can only get photosensitive epilepsy at 3 kilohertz per second or 3 hertz per second or 50 kilohertz per second, so I'm afraid it doesn't work. There you go.
Yeah, I know. She was just being a dick. It was in first class. People are arseholes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Thanks, mate.
What?
I appreciate that, Dick.
To who?
To me, about first class people being dicks.
I go in first class all the time as well. That wasn't intended to be.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
You get those, you know those arseholes who sit there with their piles of paper and they think they're all very important. Anyway.
Moving on.
So my pick is the desktop app for Lynda. And basically what it is, awesome. It's a desktop app, so you can download all your movies and stuff like that to a desktop app, and you can watch the movies on your laptop in a little window, and you can sort of minimize it in the corner there, so you still have the video and things like that in the same screen as whatever you're working on, which is kind of cool. And I really like it. And it also means you're not worrying about phone space, you know, if you're in a 16 gigabyte phone or something.
That when like she's pumping the woman thing saying, isn't Lynda a woman?
What?
Yes,
yeah,
she's
exactly.
a real woman. And she's really
she's
cool.
She's an actual
her.
Person.
Yeah,
exactly. And,
but she doesn't do all the videos.
She also says someone needs to explain what Lynda videos are because it sounds like porn, which I don't think it did.
Lynda videos are any sort of series of videos from a site called Lynda.com, LYNDA.com. And what they do is they teach you things, and it's not just software. Like a lot of people go, oh yeah, Lynda.com, I can go learn Photoshop, but I don't care about Photoshop. It's not just Photoshop. It's all kinds of things about your computer. It's all kinds of different, you can dig into all kinds of different software applications. You can learn programming. You can learn basic skills in a lot of things. You can level up in a lot of things. I'm sure they have classes about like Office, for example.
They do.
So if you want to switch to Office because you've been hearing people on this show say good things about it for a while, then if you really want to level up those skills, you can do that. And they have a lot of stuff that isn't necessarily software related either. You can always find something interesting to learn on Lynda.com.
Batwin says, so Paul watches Lynda with a Mountie. I have no idea what that's about. And also she says, where's the comment about you? Is that like saying you should eat a bread roll near me? I have no clue what that means. Is Lynda strict, says Muller Biker. Jesus Christ. We've got some morons.
Lynda also.
No, Muller, this is not my pick. I just know Lynda and I really enjoy the Lynda.com service as a concept. I think it's great and I really like the amount of stuff available there to learn, and it's all there for you. All you have to do is take the time to do it.
I want to say I love Lynda.com because it is excellent. It's fantastic service, don't get me wrong. And to a certain degree, there's a parallel here with YouTube. All I want to do is any American providers that are out there that do Lynda or YouTube, get to the frigging content. Stop talking shit up to it to span it out for minutes and not actually say what
you
hear.
Oh, I disagree. The Lynda videos, I think, are very well structured.
No, they're not.
Oh, no.
Because they go through shit that you don't want to know. Here's what I want to know. And there's 20 minutes up to what you want to know, especially with YouTube.
How are you thinking about Lynda videos? Are you thinking about Lynda videos as, I have a thing and I want an answer to that thing? Or are you thinking, I want to learn about this thing?
I have a thing and I want to learn about that thing.
That's both.
That's what you said. That was my option. That was one of my options, you moron.
No. But if I want to learn about it, I want to learn about it right from the very beginning. So they have to go through that preamble.
No. So if you look at you, particularly YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. YouTube, I'd agree completely. Yes.
And Lynda is the same to a certain degree.
I disagree.
They go. Yeah, they are. They go through this. Okay, so here's what I did, and here's what I did. I know how to do that. Move on.
But they don't know that. That they're doing a training video. So I think it's totally different. So in YouTube, there is a lot of fluff and it's unnecessary. I totally agree with that. Well, Lynda, they have to take it.
Or the particular thing that you want to learn about. So if you wanted to learn how to do a certain thing in Final Cut Pro, then you can do a search in the Final Cut Pro course for that transcript and go straight to the chapter that does that.
Yeah. But I think they really do take you on a journey right the way through, and they assume you don't know anything, and in some courses they assume you know stuff, and so they point you at other stuff. But when you've got a subscription and you've watched a lot of videos, you kind of realise when you read the show titles, I think Righty's going to sleep, when you read the show titles...
No, Righty's praying for this shit to end.
Wrap it up.
when you read the show, the chapter titles, you can kind of go, ah, okay, I don't need to listen to all that because that's just about installing it. That's about what this actual product does and everything like that. I can skip straight to the meat. And that, I like Linda. I really do. And the desktop app is awesome.
Thank you, mate.
I'm sure she's lovely.
Michael Thing, is Ryobi Power Tools.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, you say, oh, you sad bastard. DIY. I'm not into DIY. I'm not a good DIY person at all. If I've got anything that's electrical, my electrical controls are. Hello, Roy, it's Ewan. Could you come around and do me electricals? I'm poor. I'm not very good at all. But on the odd occasion, I do need to do some DIY myself. And this week I really got into Ryobi Power Tools. R-Y-O-B-I. Ryobi. The thing that's really cool about them is there's a standard battery that fits on the end of your electrical appliance. So you buy a hammer drill, an angle grinder, a power drill, a torch, a cutting saw, anything you want. The same battery fits in all of these, which is not common in a lot of other power tools. And I bought them from the office because I've done a whole load of stuff this week. I've actually taken a set of lights that I had that I used for video. And instead of carrying around the big diffusers, which take an awesome amount of time and effort to carry around, they're awful. I've actually made some diffusers from lights from B&Q, which work perfectly. And Ryobi were the people that drilled the holes that helped me do that. They're absolutely brilliant. You can get any battery from 1,000 mAh up to 4,000 mAh, but what's really nice is the power tool that you've got is perfectly balanced for whichever battery you choose. So they're absolutely brilliant, and you don't have to spend extra money on more batteries for that individual appliance. All of the batteries fit all of the appliances that Ryobi make. So I think that's really cool because it's kind of really thinking about the customer rather than creating unique crap. Doesn't fit. That was a crap pick, wasn't it?
Okay. It's an awesome pick. One of the frustrations that we've had at my house on a pretty regular basis is stuff that takes a battery, and you know, if you have one thing that takes a battery, something else won't take the same thing, and it's a huge pain in the neck. So it's a lot easier to go into a system like this and like, I just need an angle grinder, I just need a jigsaw, whatever it is. And, you know, you get your skill saw and you move on with your life. And then you go on and the next time you need another tool, you just go and buy the next thing and whatever batteries you already have, because you should have a minimum of two batteries. So there's one on the charger while you're using one. And then once you have that system, it's really easy to expand on it if you ever need other stuff. So I really like a system like that. We only have a couple that actually run off of batteries, but we have it's not Ryobi, but we have a similar system to those, and I really like them because it's super handy to just know that if I've got a battery on the charger all the time, I can grab that battery and then, you know, whatever tool it is ready to go.
See, I thought it was a good pick.
A good what, sir, Ian?
A good pick.
A good pick.
Oh, Wheatley. Wait till we're off here.
Oh, good, awesome.
It's time to say goodnight.
No, it's not.
No one's got a cool thing. That's my cool thing. That's finished. That's it.
You know, you take the piss out of me being drunk and then you're doing all this
we
shit.
We have some reviews, I have to say. And if you'd like to leave a review, then thank you. It's most welcome. We exist on reviews and it makes a massive difference to our position in iTunes. The review we had this week is from Joey, G6366. This is the best tech podcast. I'm not sure you're listening, mate.
Wait till maybe he just likes being nice.
Wait till I've finished. It's professionally produced.
Okay, that might be true.
And includes a stellar international cast of co-hosts.
Well, that's true.
Jeff and I'll take that. Totally.
Discussions are in-depth and topical, even ribald at times. The pace of the show is perfect. You never feel bored while watching or listening.
That's true.
And when you are, when over, you are always left wanting more. Keep up the great work, chaps. Thank you, Joey. That is incredibly kind of you, even if it is totally inappropriate to what you've been listed to, mate.
You just spent 15 minutes talking about a splashback urinal.
Thank you.
It was important research. You've never worn a kilt.
If you'd like to leave us a review, then please do. Go into iTunes and type in your review. It makes a massive difference to our position in iTunes, and we love it. Thank you. I will read them all out. There is a review from the Max Show that I'm not going to read out tomorrow because it contains personal insults to me and Will Green. And that's the one key fact. If you don't like us, that's fine. If you've got constructive criticism so that we can improve, that's fine too. But don't get personal, because if you do, you'll get called a wanker and told to piss off. No matter if you think my ego's too big, because it's not. I'm just happy with who I am. Sorry you aren't. Where are you available for everyone to get hold of Lee G?
You can get me on Twitter at MyProductiveMac and on my site at MyProductiveMac.com.
I'm sorry, Lee, that's Muller putting something in the chat room that's just really inappropriate.
No, I'll just say that.
Jeffrey, where are you, sir? At Angela's, by the looks.
I'm hanging out over at MacObserver.com, and on Twitter I'm Jay Gamut. Same thing on Instagram, and I'm on a lot of podcasts. And if you want to get a hold of me, you should buy me a drink first, because, you know, that's just the polite thing to do.
List the podcasts you're not on. Yeah, there is none.
The After Show with Mike and Kelly.
That's right. I haven't been on the After Show.
Because we haven't had anybody on.
Now, if you're thinking, well, okay, that's you, that's you, Rankin, taking the piss out of Jeff being on every single podcast that there is on the internet, because he is, you don't get on any, Rankin. I'm actually on Chord Killers on Monday night.
Hey!
That's really awesome.
If you get on Chord Killers at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, midnight UK, so it's not our best for UK, but get on Chord Killers on midnight on Monday, and I'm there. I'm talking the king of the castle, high in the castle, the guy in the high tower castle.
King in the
that
high
dude,
castle.
Man in the high castle.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
Oh, you need to watch that.
I need to watch
yes,
that.
You do.
But I'm on there. Cool Killers, Monday night. It'll be good. Good laugh. Kelly, where are you, missus?
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram as Verso, and you can also find me hanging out over at the Mac Observer. And sometimes I get to be on the Mac Show here. And the rest of the time you can find me on the After Show with Mike and Kelly at aftershowpodcast.com.
Bronwyn's put in the chat room, the only reason I watch Chord Killers is when Ewan's on. I love that. That's an awesome
sweet
statement. Thank you, Bronwyn.
That's awesome.
That is cool. Righty boy!
You'll find me, mate, a couple of foot away from the urinal.
Where do
we
you, boy? Doobie doobie
doo,
where do we you, boy?
Do find me, boy, at Paulins on Twitter.
Good lad. Anywhere else? No?
No.
That's it, okay, right, sorry, mate. And promoting the services of the University of East Anglia.
That's the place, yeah.
Yeah, where Avengers HQ.
Yeah, too freaking right.
Yeah. Brighty works at Avengers HQ. The rest of you, suck it up, because that's the fact.
Yeah, you jump in, mate.
Yeah. Waiters, wake up, mate. Where are you, dudes? Wait till I time that in the edit. Waiters, where are you, mate?
I am sitting in a small wooden
asleep
stool.
Under the desk?
Directly behind Ewan's desk.
At Paul Wheatley on Twitter.
That is right. Almost as if I said it.
Not Paul Wright. That is at Paul Wheatley on Twitter. And host of The Gamer Show, which is not this Monday.
Yes, it is this Monday.
It is this Monday. But yes, we haven't changed the calendar properly.
We have changed the calendar.
I have changed the calendar.
No, I changed the calendar.
No,
this
I changed
no,
it.
I changed
no,
it.
No, I changed it.
I changed it this afternoon.
Why don't you two go get a room and get this over with?
You changed it from what I changed it to then. Because I changed it to the right date.
No. I changed it. There was three entries in the calendar. There was three entries in the calendar.
No. I changed it after you weren't on Monday.
No. I changed it.
Who's on first?
I'm working with morons. And my name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. We'll be back again tomorrow with the Max Show. It'll be awesome, even though we may not have anyone on it because Wheatus does the bookings and he's pissed at me. thanks for listening. More than ever. More than ever. Thanks for listening.